following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with Discover, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Yeah, didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. So remember, the next time you buy something, use Discover, because it could make you a millionaire. Limitations apply. No purchase or card application necessary. Visit discovergiveaway.com for official rules.
Information is power.
It's valuable.
Mid-sized businesses rely on it.
Because we are the engines of a smarter planet.
We need data to be stored and secure.
We need easy access to it. From anywhere, anytime.
Introducing cloud-based backup, managed by IBM.
It provides enterprise-level protection.
Without the added costs.
That's smarter business on a smarter planet.
Services started under $3 per user per month. Visit IBM.com/backup. Prices are subject to change by IBM without notice.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Have a good Friday, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, good to Big Daddy, Tony Davis along for the next hour. Talking a little high school, college, and professional sports. And, you know, I guess if you're Egyptian today, good for you. If you're jumping around and partying, I don't know where you would go in the Tri-Cities to celebrate. But, hey, evidently things went your way here this morning. So, you know, that's a news thing. And a lot of the people listening going, huh? And some of the people going, yeah. And they're tired of watching CNN. So welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to talk a little wrestling with Tyler Herman, head coach at Amherst, coming up in our next segment and later on in the show today. It's almost time for the ponies to run around at Fauner Park. Steve Anderson will join us.
Doug, I think you're right. I just figured Egypt was one of those civilized nations. They had some cool pyramids, and maybe there's some camels around, but I just figured. But apparently about the last 3 weeks, no one's had to work. They've all been right in this one area. I figured it was pretty...
And it's all guys.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe the women are all working. I don't know what's going on, but apparently way to be you guys over there. Congratulations.
Can you imagine if you were like in the middle of the amazing race and then boom, this happened? That'd be tough.
I'm trying to think, like one of our angriest friends. Okay, Steve. Say Steve calls.
Wow. You and your personal vendettas on this show.
Say Steve calls and says, you know, let's go march on... Let's go march at Mona. What? No! Go back to work, you goof.
I'm tired of these streetlights down here. I'm going to march around until it's changed.
Exactly.
888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along on the program today. The longest tenured coach in professional sports steps down, Jerry Sloan, who had had opportunities to do that before. That's the lead story on the national scene. You know, he's in the Hall of Fame. And it's funny this morning because Mike and Mike weren't on. I think Doug, was it Gottlieb was one of his, was filling in. And he goes, you know, people forget Jerry Sloan gave one of the greatest induction speeches ever because Michael Jordan made an ass of himself at the same time.
I went, whoa! Whoa!
Hey, Gottlieb.
When Jordan was taking shots at everybody out there.
Yeah, how many rings you got, Gottlieb? Huh? Huh? Hey, Thug. Why don't you come back and do another Nebraska game, Thug? Yeah, fine. Great for you. You're awesome. Cast some more stones, wannabe.
Jerry Sloan, for a Utah franchise, put together, obviously, the pick-and-roll punch that was Stockton Malone. They just played it totally the wrong time.
Well, yeah, they had to play against Jordan. The problem was they couldn't stick around and get it done when they were going against the Houston Rockets. They had opportunities. They played the Bulls tougher than anybody did in the NBA playoff finals, and quite the run. Unfortunately, never got a ring in 23 years. And the thing is, they won enough for him to be able to keep his job for 23 years. Off the top of your head, Bobby Cox left on his own terms. But anybody that's been around him, hell, they fired Jeff Fisher at Tennessee. Say what you want, he was fired. Nobody has been able to stick around for more than 10 years and leave on their own merits.
You're right. You're exactly right. Even think back to, well, you know, we follow our Cowboys, and you think he had a great deal going with Jimmy Johnson. Axe.
He wasn't there 10 years.
Yeah, as much good as he did there in a short amount of time, fired. Belichick would be would be one of those guys you would look to be able to say, I've had enough, thank you guys, and ride off into the sunset. Very few do, though. You're absolutely right on that.
He, Tony La Russa, and La Russa's been shown the door before.
Dungy,
Joe Torre,
maybe.
Joe
Tony
Torre.
Dungy.
Coward.
Oh, Tony. Well, was Tony Dungy shown the door at Tampa, or did he take the job at Indy? Bill Cowher from Pittsburgh, that's a good point. He was there a decade. So hey, again, if you can name them and keep them on one hand, there you go. So love to hear from you on the program today. And Tony, I'm waiting to hear from El Conquistador and a few other people. My phone lit up last night while I was doing basketball, and Nebraska threw out a name that nobody's ever heard of to be potentially an assistant coach when Bo Pelini feels it's the right time to tell us, is Rich Fisher. Not to be confused with Jerry DiNardo.
Or Marshall Faulk.
I don't know. Rich Fisher, who most recently was coaching high school football in Massachusetts. Jerry Faust.
Pro?
I didn't mean DiNardo. I meant Jerry Faust.
I was just thinking you were coming up with a name that people would recognize out there. I would think that you'd make a bigger splash of this. Apparently, you go to he was a golf professional. He was, a pretty good football player. Won a national title with Colorado, was an assistant at Oklahoma State, did some interesting things. People say that he's a marvelous X and O's guy. Why was he coaching high school football? I don't know that, and I'm sure people delve into that a bit further. Is it a huge disappointment for Husker fan out there? Did you need to have a guy that had some success?
I think that's just where it is. I think there was room for a person on the staff, and really there was Bo Pelini's going, well, we don't really need anybody else, but if we could get somebody on that doesn't require a huge paycheck, how about this guy? Let's get rid of one Colorado guy and bring in another one, Sean Watson for Rich Fisher. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I don't know. You put him in the same boat.
Okay. He wanted to come, according to numerous reports, Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star, websites, television, radio. It's all over the place where Fisher has not coached college football since 2002. He's only 39 years of age. He had hoped to join the staff in 2003. Frank Solich's last year, the 1 year Bo Pelini was here previously. He was a linebacker at Colorado. He's great friends with one of the greats from Ted Johnson, former linebacker with Colorado, with the New England Patriots. He's been an assistant at Oklahoma State, Colorado, and Idaho. I don't think anybody can be shocked because nobody knows who this guy is.
That's exactly right. And I hate to say that, you know, you hate to sit out here when you don't know anything about the guy and what he brings to the coaching table in Lincoln. You hate to say that you know more than Bo Pelini, and you had a guy in mind that you think would be a lot better than this guy. I'm sure Bo Pelini's done his homework. You know, in Bo we trust. Isn't that what we say all the time? He surrounded himself with the best offensive people. I think Bo Pelini, I think, knows what he's doing. He certainly proves that on the defensive side of the ball. I think he's going to show that on the offensive side of the ball. Just calm down out there.
District wrestling gets underway across the state of Nebraska today in classes B, C, and D, and also Class A does it in one day, and they'll do that tomorrow. We've been previewing the wrestling all week long, and we will do that again here in just a couple of moments when we join Tyler Herman, the head coach at Amherst. Also, the Heartland Hoops Classic. We're looking forward to all eight games tomorrow right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. It's going to be a great lineup tomorrow. It all gets underway at 9 a.m. with Sandy Creek against Centura. Then at 10:45, Sutton plays Pierce. At 12:30, two state-rated teams. This is where it really kind of kicks up. Kearney Catholic and Archbishop Bergen. At 2:15, two state-rated teams. St. Cecilia and Milford. At 4, more state-rated teams. Ravenna against Boys Town. At 5:45, Adams Central will take on Gretna. At 7:30, the battle of unbeaten number 1 versus number 2, Grand Island Central Catholic versus Norfolk Catholic. And at 9:15, Grand Island versus Ralston. I won't ask because I know the answer, but last night Thor Tripp did a piece on Turner Fay of Grand Island Central Catholic. I don't know what they did, but they shut all the lights off in the Central Catholic gym and then had a strobe light, and he was shooting around and throwing shots over his head and making everything. And they kind of wanted to do a sports center piece on a 17-year-old kid, and Turner did a good job. I hope nobody thinks that it was a cocky move or anything like that, because that was all invented by media. And so Turner's doing a great job, and tomorrow they take on Norfolk Catholic, and we'll see how that all breaks down. We talked with Shane Anderson earlier in the week. If you wanted to hear any of the interviews with some of the coaches, that'll be in the Hoops Classic. Go to our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. But eight great games tomorrow, and it all starts bright and early, 9 a.m. at the Heartland Events Center. One price gets you in for all day, folks, and so hopefully you can take some of that in. I know there's all kinds of things going on with the Lopers home. The Storm is home tonight. Tri-City, a rare home game in this month, so go out and catch that if you can. Wrestling, basketball, it's all going on. Very busy time.
You say Central Catholic plays tonight, along with who they play tonight?
St. Cecilia.
St. Cecilia, those two go head-to-head and then have to play again tomorrow. Ravenna played last night, right?
Yeah, against Adams Central. Adams Central didn't shoot the ball very well.
No, just that was a surprise there by how big of a...
And I'll throw this out, and I'm treading... This is the one time where doing the show where you're supposed to be opinionated versus doing the rest of the day's work, which is going out and trying to promote the kids as best we can through their high school and collegiate activities. There were so many horrible games last night. And I hope that that is not what we're looking forward to the first couple of rounds when we get into this postseason here. I mean, horrible basketball games last night. These are boys. 64-22, 84-36, 63-21, 89-21, 73-34, 69-38. I mean, there's just a bunch of these out there. I mean, you got respected teams in Ravenna and Adams Central. That was 69-42. It was just not a good night for boys basketball last night. On the other hand, we had three or four games on the girls' side go into overtime. Crofton beat Norfolk Catholic, two of the top teams in C, 52-51. Northwest dumped Central Catholic, 59-57. And Sutton beat St. Cecilia, all in overtime, 55-47. So girls' sub-districts begin on Monday. We'll take a break, and when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll chat with Tyler Herman of Amherst before you head out to all your activities today. You want to get a good lunch, why not do it at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. They've got the TVs on for you, so you can watch what's going on in Egypt, or you can watch sports. Golf, Tigers 6-under after today, got it to 7-under. You can watch the AT&T Pro-Am, which is always fun. Bill Murray's in contention. What does that mean in the Pro-Am? All the collegiate and NBA basketball, it's all there for you at the Chicken Coop. You can play a game of quinoa if you want and enjoy all the great food that they have, whether it's burgers, pizza, salad, appetizers, of course, all the wings, bone in, bone out. Maybe you can get a steak. It's all there for you at the Chicken Coop with lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night. They're open 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
I know we're going to break, but you mentioned Tiger getting it to 7-under par. Well, and Tiger's played in this tournament before, enjoys going to Dubai. Did you hear the deal he supposedly signed?
For $55 million?
That'd be a reason to go.
To promote, of course.
A billion-dollar course. That'd be a reason to go to Dubai. If you don't want to fly all that way, that's certainly an incentive.
What do you think? That takes care of the lawsuit?
No.
Back after this.
The worldwide boxing event of the year is coming. Not to New York, not to Las Vegas. The worldwide televised Showtime World Title Fight Lightweight Division is coming to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, Nebraska. Antonio DeMarco takes on Reyes Sanchez Saturday, February 26. Tickets on sale now while supplies last. Ticket prices start at $19 plus fees. Or get a limited number of family four-packs starting at $60 plus fees. Be a part of boxing history as DeMarco and Sanchez go head-to-head in 12 rounds for the world title. Never before has Nebraska hosted such a major boxing event. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets and the Fonner Park Business Office. This nationally televised Showtime World Title Fight is brought to you by these local sponsors.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Bud Light, Five Points Bank. With new improved bill pay system, watch for mobile banking coming soon, Five Points Bank. And Middleton Electric.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
With a slightly sweet yet tangy flavor, Hole-in-One Farms dipping and glazing sauce is so thick it even clings to wings and fries. Try it on meat just before you take it off the grill, or pour it on meatballs and cocktail weenies. Maybe use it to glaze a meatloaf. If it gets the Hole-in kids to the dinner table on time, it'll work for yours too. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole-in-One Farms products. Click on the Hole-in-One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Hole-in-One story.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Danny. Loperling. He's brought to you by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons. We have your loan. And by Garrett Tires, Treads, and Appliances. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Broken Bow, and Cozad. Loperling Wednesdays on Doug and Danny. On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
A mix of clouds and sun will develop across the area today as temperatures head up to around 42 for a high. West winds will also stay breezy at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then we can expect clear skies tonight and a low down to 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 34.
Get, boom, 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 gotta 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 get, boom, 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 that boom, boom, boom.
ESPN Radio Superstation. All that's going on this weekend, don't forget Monday is Valentine's Day.
Oh, and they've got it for you. Look What's Cooking. You can master endless cooking possibilities with all clad metal crafters cookware. They've got it for you. Look What's Cooking. Maybe you're looking for that perfect, perfect cutlery. Wusthof Knives, they've got it for you. Your wife makes those perfect meals. Why not reward her with some fine, fine cookware? Look What's Cooking. Mike's got all the utensils. He's got all the cookware. He's got all the baking dishes, pots, pans for you. Look What's Cooking. Or maybe you'd like her to take a cooking class, learn something new in that kitchen. LookWhat'sCooking.com. Visit downtown Kearney, 2110
Central. Maybe you could take a cooking class and cook something for her, you tool.
Well, that would be an excellent idea, too.
How about that idea?
Hey, they're waiting for you on the bricks, downtown Kearney. Look What's Cooking. Mike and the gang waiting for you.
Tyler Herman is getting ready for the D3 District Wrestling Meet. It's at Amherst, of course, and we'll be there tomorrow with the finals on Classic Hits 98.9. Tyler, you have all your Valentine's shopping done?
Actually not.
We'll probably wait till Sunday. Last minute shopping.
Attaboy. I'm sure you got a lot to get. It's a busy time. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes, but the mats are out. The kids starting to arrive here for the district wrestling meet this afternoon, of which you're a prohibitive favorite yet again, which means your program is in a very solid standing. Let's start with your team. You guys have been doing well all year, winning lots of tournaments. The ones you're not winning, you're in with some of the best teams in the state and pushing them. How pleased are you right now with where your team is at heading into this weekend?
I'm very happy with where we're sitting right now. You know, we are battle tested this year. I was talking to our kids yesterday before practice, and we wrestled some of the best teams in the state. You know, our schedule has pretty much stayed the same over the last 4 or 5 years, but a lot of the tournaments we go to have just been adding tougher teams every year. And we've seen Class B number 2 Central City twice, Class C number 1 Wood River 3 times, Class C number 5 Sergeant Burwell 3 times. Valentine, who's ranked in Class C, Takema Herman, who's ranked in Class C, and then, of course, a lot of teams that are ranked in Class D. So our kids have seen some of the best kids out there in the state, and I think we're battle-tested. We've had a lot of tough matches. We've had overtime matches, and we've even taken our lumps along the way. But, you know, we've learned from it, and I think we're a lot better because of the competition we've wrestled.
You looking to do that again in the future? Is it all positives that way, Tyler?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love it. You know, we travel a lot. You know, I don't like just to stay around this area, you know, with an hour radius. I like to travel. We go to the Ainsworth tournament. We go to New Yorkdale. We go to Sandhill. So we're seeing teams from the northeast, from the north, from the west. We get a good feel of all these different schools out there, and I like it. I like it, and the kids like it.
Tyler Herman, the head coach of the Amherst Broncos. I'll have to ask you up front because this leads into how you perform here and getting yourself set up for state. That's when you're at the top and you're that top five and you're hoping to have a chance to win state, you want to set yourself up through the districts. You are the ranker. Coaches do the rankings for the individual classes. So for the Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association, you've put Howells 1 and you 2. I see that Husker Matt has you 1 and Howells 2. How close are you two, and what are you expecting from some other teams across the state as far as number of qualifiers getting to Omaha?
Seems like year in and year out, you know, Howells is one of the top teams, and it's due to a lot of quality kids. They don't necessarily have the quantity. They're not going to bring your 10, 11, 12 state qualifiers. But the handful that they bring are some big guns. They're going to have a lot of kids. They're going to be in the finals, and a lot of kids win the state championships. And there's 20-some points right there per kid that gets in the finals. You know, along with them, you're looking at Pender, who's an up-and-coming team out of that D2 district. I look at them as maybe having 8 to 9 qualifiers and a lot of kids that can medal. Then, of course, you got Plainview up in that loaded D2 district. A lot of those teams are going to be our competition. And, maybe they don't get as many qualifiers as you would think, but I tell you what, they got some big guns, and when it gets down to state, especially in Class D, it's not necessarily your quantity, but it's your quality. If you have 6 kids that are getting high medals or getting into finals, you're going to be in the top 3 for sure.
Well, Tyler, it doesn't hurt to have a big gun yourself, and you can start with Bryce DeBurn at 160.
Yeah, you know, he's a returning state champion, and the kid's just a machine. I tell you what, you know, he gets on top, and he's turning people like crazy, and he's just a beast out there. I tell you what, if he puts a tight waist on you, you're probably going to have a few broken ribs. And I tell you what, I've never had a kid like that with that kind of strength and power, and he's a specimen, like I said. And he's a, you know, had some good competition this year, really. You know, we ran into Austin Wilson from Hastings St. Cecilia week 2, and that's his lone loss on the year. But, you know, it seems like every week he's had some good kids to wrestle, and that's made a difference because his first 3 years as a freshman, sophomore, and junior, he never wrestled a match before Christmas, whether it was wrestling injury, football injury, you name it. This is the first year he wrestled a match before Christmas. So for him to have 37 matches at this time has really helped him, and I think he's gotten better as the years went on.
Dimmer, of course, a returning state champion. Also on this list that's ranked number 1 going into the districts is Tanner Tobenheim at 38-2. Again, a kid that just seems to get you a win every time out there.
Yeah, you know, Tanner, you know, talk about tough competition. After Christmas, it seems like every week Tanner's had some kid, some top-ranked kid or highly-ranked kid in Class C or D. Second week in January, wrestling the second, third-ranked kids from Mullen and Southwest that are ranked in Class D. We go up to New Yorkdale, and we see top-ranked kid in Class C and Colton Bruce from Takema Herman end up getting a pin over him in the second period. Up in Ainsworth, we're wrestling Drew Peterson, who's highly ranked in Class B, a kid who beat us earlier in the year by a 3-1 score, end up beating him 6-2. So, you know, I tell you what, he's one of those kids that need that type of competition week in and week out just to keep him focused in practice. And, he's another one just along with Diverne that's really battle-tested because of the tough competition and the kids that we're seeing not only in Class D but Class B and C as well.
Tyler, Doug mentioned it. You rank them. You know how all these matches are going to go. How many kids are you going to send?
You know what? I don't ever answer that question. I never have, and I don't think I ever will. It's just something that if you ask me about another team, I'll tell you how many somebody else is going to send. You can ask me about Howells, Pender, Plainview, SEM, and I'll give you an idea of how many I think they're going to send. But I won't ever really say much about our team. I'll tell you we have 9 individuals that are seated in the top 4 at our district tournament. And that's all I really tell you. I don't know if it's superstition or what it is. All the coaches are a little bit nuts, but I won't give you an exact number.
Obviously, the top 4 at each weight class make it to Omaha for the state meet, which gets underway on Thursday. We're talking for another minute here with Tyler Herman, the head wrestling coach of the Amherst Broncos. We already touched on 160, but that looks to be the weight that has the most rated wrestlers coming in. There's a couple others out there. What about the toughest weight classes this weekend?
Definitely 160. You got number 1 ranked Bryce Diverne. You got number 3 Traven Claflin at SEM, and number 4 Stuart Hercock of Ainslie. And they've all seen each other this year. Diverne's beaten Hercock and Claflin once during regular season, and Claflin has beaten Hercock twice in 2 close matches. Diverne's a top seed, and Claflin is 2 and Hercock is 3. So you're looking at Claflin and Hercock banging heads there in the semifinals. So that would be a great weight to watch for the fans. You know, also, you look at 119, you got about 5 or 6 kids that are all pretty quality kids. And then 152, your top 5 or 6 seeds are all pretty quality kids. So it's basically going to come down to who's wrestling best this weekend.
I see some of the in the district here basically has been the same group of schools either held at your place or held at Elm Creek for about the last 8 years. Some of the schools are stepping up. You got a Cambridge that's got 2 studs that are going to win at 215 and 285, and Peterson and Schaff, it would look like. I know Kalen is ranked there at 215, but we saw what happened at the Amherst Invite. What about the strength of this district now compared to where it's been the last 5 years?
I think overall you still have a ton of good individuals. SEM, I got them ranked number 5. I tell you what, they're a good group of kids. They got those 2 transfers that came in from Shelton, Claflin, and Donahue. And to add to what they already had coming back, they're a good, solid team. We saw them at our tournament and conference. Then you look at Cambridge, of course, with the Schaff boys transferring in at heavyweight, Mike Schaff. That's a ton of points for them. We gain Cambridge and we lose Franklin. So really it's pretty much the same teams that have been here. Since I've been coaching, most of the time it's maybe 1 or 2 teams change, and for the most part it's a lot of the same kids, same teams. But I still think, you know, you're not going to see some of these teams maybe score a lot of points, but you're going to see these kids with, or these teams with a lot of good individuals. South Loop's got some good individuals. Loop City's got some good individuals. Elwood's got some good individuals. Everybody's got some good kids that they're going to throw at you, which makes for, you know, a tough district tournament.
Well, obviously, it's hard to believe the Elwood program is even still together after, you know, the resignation of their coach last year. Last question, Tyler, then we'll let you go. We've seen, and especially at the Class D level, it is hard to maintain being really, really good, which you guys have done. And Selma Myrna, I see their numbers are down. I've seen Ansley Arcadia build that program from basically nothing to being in the top 3 or 4 in the team race here. Who is the team that's maybe on the up and coming here the next couple of years that has started this year and is going to reach that that goal of theirs in the next couple of years?
Looking at our district, I think Cambridge is an up-and-coming team. Of course, they got the one shot kid who came in. That's a junior, and the younger one's a freshman. And they also got some younger kids. I talked with Coach Painter at our CD meeting Monday night, and he thinks, you know, they're going to have some good kids coming in, you know, 5th and 6th grade to their PB program that are really going to help them once they get in high school. Statewide, if we're looking and talking statewide in Class D, the next 2 years, 3 years, you're going to be talking about Pender and Plainview. I tell you what, they are loaded, absolutely loaded with good freshmen and sophomores, and they're going to be the teams to beat in the next few years. They're going to be the ones kind of up on the pedestal everybody's trying to knock off. So, When you're looking at kids coming up in the junior high ranks like that, it makes you awfully happy as a coach and knowing you got some guns coming up to help you out.
And when's go time today, Tyler? When's the first match?
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is go time today. I'm guessing we'll be out of there around 6:30 or so this evening. And then tomorrow we start right away with your semifinal round and your consolation quarterfinals tomorrow morning at 10.
All right. We will see you then. Tyler, thanks as always for your time and best of luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. They do it right at Amherst from top to bottom, from the wrestlers to the parents to the workers. It moves along. They do a great job over there. We just got to work on the officiating. Anyway, that's the D3 District Wrestling. Go on. What? 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 Who? Well, it's not their fault. It's assigned. It's assigned.
I got you. Is there that much controversy in wrestling officiating?
Oh, only when Faber and Parr show up. I mean, that's basically about it.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. It's yeah, exactly. Okay, there you go. The final's scheduled around 2 o'clock tomorrow. We will have it. And, again, you'll want to start listening a little early. It may start early. It may start late. But we'll try and be on the air by 2 with at least some updates tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9. We're going to take a break. Be back. Steve Anderson will join us from Fonner Park and a whole lot more after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
If you wait till the last minute to buy Valentine's Day flowers, you're going to pay a lot more at the local florist. But with Pro Flowers, you get 100 blooms of love plus a free glass vase, only $19.99. Only radio listeners can get this exclusive upgrade. Add chocolate to teddy bear and a lavender bath kit, just $10 more. Guaranteed Valentine's Day delivery. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention ESPN Radio. Or go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in ESPN Radio. Offer expires Friday.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sun will develop across the area today as temperatures head up to around 42 for a high. West winds will also stay breezy at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then we can expect clear skies tonight and a low down to 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 34.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, if you're going to be out and about and enjoying all it is in the sporting world this weekend, you're going to work up a hunger, and the weather's going to be nice enough that the snow has melted off that grill, and you can fire it up with some of the great meat and seafood from Troutman's Quality Meats. A grill's best friend, where their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days, so you have peak flavor and tenderness. And, oh, you know what Carrie's been doing? Valentine's Day is coming. Heart-shaped steaks. Oh, to let her know you care. To let him know you care. Either way, they got the wines that'll set the table just fine for you. And, of course, for the weekend, how about the Italian links? You can get bulk Italian as well, because there's always a selection, a large selection of fresh and smoked sausages at Troutman's Quality Meats. They've got great seafood, all kinds of fish, scallops, bacon-wrapped steaks, fillets, there for you. Everything. I mean, they're really, really ready to go now. It's fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's. Restaurant quality. You fix it up. It is outstanding. Troutman's, the service is friendly and personal because there's always someone at the counter to help you with your purchase, unlike the meat departments where they're out on coffee break. Because I don't think Kerry's ever taken one, has he?
No, and you know what? Maybe you're struggling with your relationship. Why not rekindle that fire with some bacon from Troutman's? Nothing says love like bacon.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. Let's go to Fodder Park. And we are a couple of weeks away from getting the live horse racing season underway. I don't even know where to go here, Tony. I was thinking, you know, Troutman's never has anything like Combo Tuffy. I mean, there's never Tuffy at Troutman's, but I, you know.
Well, he's a hero in our own backyard. Steve Anderson, he's a hero at Tampa Bay Downs, too. Steve joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, how are you?
Hey, great, guys. I feel like, Pexapani Phil? What's Pexapani Phil, the guy that they roll out here a week ago whenever you're back in the corner to have to make this call? I come out and I see my shadow, and I guess I got to tell you there'll be no more racing for another 2 weeks.
Well, it's Steve, we're starting a little later this year, aren't we?
Well, that's a fortunate situation as well, guys, because the way the weather's been since the first of the year, we'd have had a tough time assembling any kind of a car to go in the last few weeks. So, yeah, we have moved it back a week. 2 weeks from today is when the bell rings. And, you know, the track, when you consider how cold it's been and some of the snowfalls that we've had over the last 6 or 7 weeks, is in tremendous condition. So if it gets above freezing, which it is today, why, there's a lot of activity out on the racetrack. And I look for an exciting year coming up. There's still a lot of horses that are trying to find their way into Fodder Park. You know, this deep freeze that we've experienced has stretched clear down to Texas and over to Arizona, New Mexico, where a lot of our horses come from. So they've all been pretty much quarantined. So I look for a real rush over the next 10 days or so with a lot of stock coming onto the grounds.
Steve, that's everybody's question this time of year. How many horses and how many jockeys are going to show up in 2 weeks of Fodder Park?
Well, you know, that's a big concern every year, and it's been that way from the beginning of time, and this is our 58th consecutive year of racing over here at Fodder, guys. The numbers look like they're down. I talked to trainer Don Shaloa. He's a Columbus native, at least from the Columbus area, just last night, and, you know, he looks down Shed Row, and he says only half of his barn is full at this point in time, and he looks over at the next one, and can't see anything moving over there. So, you know, there is always a lot of concern, but I put a lot of faith in what I think is one of the top racing secretaries in the country. His name's Doug Shep. He's an ex-rider. He's been doing this for over 20 years now. He's got great connections, as I describe it, the patience of Job, and I have no fears or qualms that he won't have most of those barns, if not all, filled by opening day. Now, I think they can get 1,200 head on the backside, and there's room for several hundred more in some of the surrounding boarding farms in the area here at Fodder Park. So it should be a concern, as it always is. I think that it's just a matter of time before it takes care of itself. The jockey issue is somewhat in question this year, because I'm looking over the top 10 from a season ago, guys, and I'm pretty certain that Luis Ranilla is not going to be back. Jesus Ponce, I've been told, is not coming back, and Damon Leeds is not going to be making it back this year. So, and we also have Ashley Dill, who really jumped onto the scene last year with a sterling performance. She was still a bug rider, and won a lot of races around the Nebraska circuit. She showed up this year down at Oaklawn Park, where she's had difficulty getting mounts. In fact, I don't think she's had a ride down there since they started running in mid-January. And I look for her to come back here. She's only like 17 years old, and she can get a lot of experience here, and we certainly will need her. But there's a lot of standby guys that are going to be here, as well. The Elisiak brothers, Jordan, had a spectacular year last year. They're coming back. Armando Martinez, Donnie Frazier, just to name a few. You know, so again, there's a tremendous glut of riders all over the country. I did spend some time at Tampa Bay about a month ago, and they've got well over 100 riders down there. Curly Randy Curran, a jocks agent, represents Perry Compton down at Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs, Arkansas. I visited with him last week. He says there's well over 100 riders down there. The southwest part of the country, there are riders everywhere. They like to be in warm climates, unfortunately. But I think, again, when it's all said and done, the jockeys agents that we have here in Nebraska are going to, you know, comb the fields out there, and I think we'll probably end up with plenty of riders as well.
Compton's got to be 50 years old, isn't he?
You know, every time I see Perry, he doesn't avoid me. Now, his brother Jimmy used to, but I've kind of warmed him over in the last season. But Perry turns 59 in about 3 weeks. It's sometime in March. At any rate, he's always accusing me of trying to put him out to pasture, but I feel like I have... I'm kind of akin to him because I'm only a year younger than he is, so I know I'm never far off the mark when I'm talking about how old Perry Compton is. Here's one for the books, though, guys, because that's not even close to being a record for the oldest jockey currently riding in America. Believe it or not, there was a guy riding last fall at Churchill Downs in Keeneland and Ellis Park, and that is 67 years old. They call him Cowboy Jones, and that's a phenomenal story in itself. So, hey, these guys, Perry Compton told me one time, he says, hey, what else can I do? He's been riding since he was 16. He does have a license. He passed his steward school tests, and that's always a possibility for him as well. But I don't think he's planning on hanging it up anytime soon.
Steve Anderson, voice at Fauner Park, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, with it starting just a little bit later, and I know you mentioned the weather, but is there any significant changes that we're going to see as far as quality of horse or maybe not having to go the short distances the first couple of weekends, or is everything pretty much stay the same?
I hate to sound like a broken record, guys, and to say that everything's going to be pretty much the same. Isn't real exciting as well, but when you start as early as we do, yeah, you're going to get a lot of half-mile races in the first couple of weeks. The weather will dictate that, how fast they evolve out of it. And last year, they moved out of it into the second week. They were running three-quarters of a mile, and by the third week, they were going a route of ground. But I don't anticipate that what you're used to and our racing fans are used to will change a whole tremendous amount. They've been toying with the idea of a 25-cent pick six that was introduced at Beulah Park a couple of years ago in Ohio, and they've now reduced that to a 10-cent wager at Gulfstream Park, if you can believe that, guys. And somebody hit it a couple of weeks ago for $211,000. But our problem here when you try to initiate some of these new kind of wagering gimmicks is you know, these tracks have 12, 13, 14 horses in a race, and we're limited by 10, and if you get anything less than that, it really reduces the numbers of, you know, allowing somebody to just go in and buy the pool. So I don't think that's going to come to fruition, but, they're working on trying to do live streaming of the video on Fauner Park's website. I really have my fingers crossed that'll be a reality. There's still a few bugaboos they're trying to work out there, but these are things that are happening around the country as well. So what does that mean for our listeners is that you can sit at home and watch Fauner's races if you can't get to the racetrack, not only live, but they'll be archived and you can go back and watch old races. If this thing somehow is put together, that'll be something really new and exciting, and I'll certainly be wanting to talk about it a lot.
Tony, how many of those jockeys do you figure split that $211,000 ticket?
Steve Anderson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, obviously Saturdays have been a great the day of horse racing at Fauner Park the last couple of years. Nothing like getting it started when you've got a world championship boxing event coming to your Heartland Event Center the opening weekend.
Isn't that incredible? And is it a pay-per-view, Tony? Is this official that Showtime or somebody?
It's live on Showtime.
Yeah, that's just phenomenal to me. There's so many exciting things going on at Fauner Park that the horse racing sometimes takes a back seat to what's coming in terms of the Heartland Event Center and course, we don't have to buck heads with the Nebraska State Fair, but when you come over here, guys, and take a look at how this facility has just blossomed and tripled in size in the last couple of years, it's really phenomenal. But this opening weekend, yeah, who'd have ever thunk it, as they say. Our opening day, which is 2 weeks from today, the 25th, we've got a professional football team that's going to have a scrimmage that night, the Nebraska Danger, and then they've got four home games over the course of our live racing season as well. And then the second night, you've got the World Welterweight Boxing match. And I can't even tell you who the two guys that are going into the ring, Tony. I know you're the expert here, but I didn't think anybody liked boxing anymore.
Well, you know what? I don't know, but you bring world championship boxing. I think that's a wonderful event for everybody involved that cares about sports at all. And I think it's a great event for Fauner Park. I think it's a great event for the Heartland Event Center. And I think congratulations in order. And we're going to talk more about that next week on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, I know you will. And I'm sure you're going to get the promoter on if, in fact, you haven't had Mr. Escher on yet. And he's been a real go-getter to fill that place up over there. So the opening weekend stacks up, you know, the crossover will be tremendous because there'll be a lot of people. I don't know if they've filled that event center yet for the boxing match. If they haven't, there aren't many tickets left, but a lot of people will come early and stay late. That's my idea of a good day at the racetrack, but you can really stay late now and go to the boxing match at night.
Well, and guys, I'm guessing there's only been two events that have ever sold out that Heartland Event Center, and I've got to wonder how many of the crowd at the boxing will have also attended that sellout that was at the Mel Tillis concert. So I don't know what the crossover will be there, but it's great that they're both going on. And Steve-O, we can't wait to see you at the races and catch up with you almost every week here on the Doug and Daddy Show, because damn, it sure is fun.
Hey, it is, guys. It's always a pleasure to visit with you. It seems like wherever I go around the country, I run into you two guys. How do you do it? That's what they keep asking me all the time. But at any rate, Tony, I just want you to know in passing here, I've done almost 5,000 races over the course of the last 8 years, and I still haven't nailed it like you did in the one and only race with Combo Tuffy. You've gotten in and gotten out just in the nick of time.
Hey Steve-O, before we let you go, both of you and I have a horse race friend over there that right now is having some medical problems, and we want to give him a shout-out.
We certainly do, and he's a guy that I had the pleasure of growing up with and then lost track of him over the course of time, only because you guys over there in Kearney lured him in, so to speak, and he was away from home for 10 or 15 years. We're talking about Tom Carhoff. He's got a brain tumor that needs some special attention here over the course of the next week. He's a very, very special friend. He's also a board member on the Hall County Exposition group out there that really governs everything that goes on at Fauner Park, so, and a big race fan. You know, he used to be a teller when he was in college at Exarvin Racetrack, and you talk about how many jockeys may have been on this bet down at Gulfstream Park, which, by the way, according to law, they're not allowed to wager, but Tom's got some great stories. I can, however, although that's a whole other bag of worms I don't want to get into. But at any rate, Tom Carhoff is a dear friend. We've got a lot of a neat group of guys that have taken and surrounded him with comfort and love and passion. All of our prayers and thoughts go out to him and his family in a difficult time, and we just know he's going to pull through this and be much the better for it.
Steve, thanks for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll catch up with you again.
Hey, thanks, guys, anytime, and as always, I can't wait to see Doug and Daddy. I wore your T-shirt all night last night in preparation for this day today at the races. So long, everybody.
See you, Steve. Steve Anderson, love him here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I mean, it's for Daddy, it's right there with the Crane Game. It's 1A, 1B. It's a virtual lock. And I'm trying to think. I don't remember. I think they do have a Crane Game at Fauner Park. I think they do.
I think they do.
I think they do. And look out, Fauner. Daddy's been practicing. He'll be a winner somewhere.
But when you mention Crane Game, we're talking Godfather's Pizza in the Archway Plaza right next to Eileen's Cookies, 2202 West 42nd Street. Call them for delivery or takeout, 308-234-9444. Great specials every day of the week. Family Night Fridays, buying a jumbo pie and 2-liter pop. You get breadsticks and monkey bread. They're common. It's free. They throw it in. You don't have to worry about it. Jumbo pie, 2-liter breadsticks, monkey bread. Cop. Sit down Saturdays. They've got kids 10 and below eat free. Free. Take the kids. They're eating free. Godfather's Pizza is where it's at. Archway Plaza, right next to Eileen's Cookies. Got a great, great buffet at lunch. Check it out today.
We'll be back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys get haircuts. Guys watch sports. Year after year, that winning combination has landed Sport Clips on Entrepreneur Magazine's list of America's fastest growing franchises. Featured on CNBC, Sport Clips is a one-of-a-kind business with a proven successful track record. If you're a serious investor who wants to work on the business, not in it, there may be a Sport Clips franchise available in your market. Some businesses were made for success. Sport Clips is one of them. Every investment should be this obvious. Check it out now at sportclips.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Exciting high school sports action comes your way this weekend on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. On Friday, it's high school basketball on 1230 AM KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia hosts Grand Island Central Catholic Boys. Tip-off at 7:45. And on Classic Hits 98.9, a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader with Amherst at Elm Creek. Then Saturday, the D3 District Wrestling Tournament and all eight games from the Heartland Hoops Classic will be right here on ESPN Radio.
A mix of clouds and sun will develop across the area today as temperatures head up to around 42 for a high. West winds will also stay breezy at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then we can expect clear skies tonight and a low down to 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 34.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, getting you ready for the weekend with Midway Chevrolet, Buick Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. It is the Midway Auto Group taking care of you. ThinkMidway.com. You can check them out anytime on the website as you get out. Maybe you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified pre-owned vehicle. Maybe you're lucky enough, you've already got your taxes back, and this is what you were going to do with that. More than $2,500 right now added value when you buy from the Midway Auto Group. It goes everywhere from the certified cars to the brand new cars, trucks, vans, whatever you're looking for, they're going to take care of you at Midway. 30-day exchange policy on all certified vehicles. They pay the interest for 30 days, guaranteed trade value, one low price, no charge for roadside assistance on all certified vehicles. See the gang, Andy, Ryan, all the great sales folks at Midway, and don't forget the service department. I didn't realize until I was out there and they're working on my vehicle and taking care of it. They're all over the place. I mean, they are doing a great job out there taking care of numerous vehicles, whether you bought it from them or not. You're going to take the car you didn't get from them. They're going to fix it up. And the next car you buy will be from Midway, because that's what they do for you. They take care of you at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. ThinkMidway.com, the Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Take a deep breath.
That's what we've got for you. A couple of things before we roll on out of here. We talked about the Shrine Bowl yesterday, high school basketball, the final big, big weekend, because girls' sub-districts begin next week for C and D. The Central Catholic St. Cecilia boys game is on 1230 KHAS. Amherst Elm Creek doubleheader on Classic Hits 98.9. Any of the games we air also on the web, ESPNSuperstation.com. Some other matchups tonight, Bertrand Arapahoe. I know you're concerned. Also, Heartland Lutheran and Burwell. That's going to be a great Class D boys game. Also going on tonight, Hampton-Giltner. We thought that was going to be a battle of unbeaten boys teams in the Crossroad Conference Final. Well, Hampton got knocked off. They didn't end up playing each other. This will be the big meeting coming up tonight. Also, Grand Island plays Lincoln North Star. Central City plays Holdridge. Kearney High welcomes in Lincoln Southwest tonight. Renewal of the old rivalry between Pleasanton and Loomis this evening. Overton takes on SEM. Donovan Trumbull against Wood River. That's just a few of the games in the area tonight. And tomorrow, the Heartland Hoops Classic, all eight games here on ESPN. UNK basketball teams are home this weekend tonight against Regis. Tomorrow against Metro State. The Hastings College basketball team will be at Dort tomorrow. Huskers play Oklahoma State tomorrow. Women on the road, the men at home tomorrow night at 6. UNK Wrestling beat Mesa State 37-6 yesterday, winning 9 of those 10 matches. And the Tri-City Storm, as we mentioned at the top of the show, they are at home tonight, then at Omaha and Sioux Falls Saturday and Sunday. Sioux Falls comes down for tonight's game at 7:05. The Storm have added defenseman Dean Burgrabe and forward Justin Henry, and now the rosters are frozen in the USHL. Who you got is who you got heading towards a playoff run. And finally, Tony, Nebraska softball season again.
Hey, you gotta win,
over Portland State. Here's the interesting thing: the Huskers have a sister, twin sister tandem, Tatum and Taylor Edwards. Tatum Edwards steps up in her first career at bat and hits a 3-run home run yesterday for the Huskers. Today they play San Jose State, and tonight they take on the number one team in the country in Arizona at their place. Never know.
Nothing like seeing where you stack up early on in the season.
Got that right. Got that right.
Folks, a lot going on this weekend. Heartland Hoops Classic.
What are you going to do?
I'm trying to stay warm. You know what? Another deal about this weather. Everybody's talking. However, there's like 5-6 days in a row, it's 50s and maybe even 60. I get on my MSN page, it's like 51, 54, 36, 36, 41. Come on! Just don't lie to me out there.
Yeah, if it's going to be cold, just tell us.
That's right. That's all I ask.
Enjoy the weekend, folks. We appreciate you joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show next week. A lot of state wrestling talk, a lot of postseason sub-district basketball. We'll keep you up to date with the Huskers. We expect Bo Pelini to make an official announcement on the coaching changes by this time next week. We're going to catch up with one of the great wrestlers, and by this time, Monday, he will have more victories than anybody else in the state. Hastings St. Cecilia Austin Wilson is going to join us next week on the show as well. We want to thank today's guest, Tyler Herman, head wrestling coach at Amherst, and Steve Anderson, voice of Nebraska Racing from Fauner Park.
Hey, have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on that AM dial in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.